All right. I want to, tonight, this is the second Wednesday night in this year. And last year, it was in our camp meeting, and the Lord reminded me of that, and that the turnaround has taken place, so let it begin. And what God has called us to do, the body, and we are local church, which is a members of the body. What God has called us to do. And he want the church, the body, because in so many areas, let me change that, in many, many members of the body, that's the way I would need to say that, many members of the body have not grasped the reality of who we are in Christ. I mean, we hear the words, but it's a whole different ball game when you get it in your heart. It's a whole different, you know, you can hear something, talk about something, and not know what it is. But I'm going to, tonight, I don't know how far I would get, but I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. And then Sunday we will, I'll probably go just a little different direction, but I want you to get your Bible and whatever you got, and let's get started. Actually, it's kind of a twofold message, and I'm just going to give you a title. And I'm not telling you, I'm just going to stick to the title, but I'll be talking about it all the time. And we'll be talking about how he got that name. How there is a name. There is a name above every name. How did he get it? There is a name. You know, there's a name that's above what? Every name in existence. And how did he get it? Well, three ways he got that name. One, by conquest. Two, it was given to him. Three, he inherited that name. So I don't know how far. But what the Lord wants to do tonight, even though you may have heard some of these things, but you can just say he is reiterating. If you never heard it, but I would challenge you, go ahead and turn to the first chapter of Ephesians, because that's where we'll be, that's where we get started. I would challenge you to go back and meditate this word. And get it in your spirit. So listen to what I'm going to read some of this from the Amplified and then some from the King James. I probably start out with the Amplified. Let's pick up at the first, at the fifth verse of Ephesians chapter 1. I'm reading from the Amplified. If you can put it on the screen, it'll be fine. If you can get it up there, if you don't, that's still all right. He said, "For he who foreordained us," see, it was predestined. It was predestined before the foundation of the world. that we would be a part of this kind of people. When Adam sinned, God did not have to come up with a plan. It was already set. What he had to do is execute it. Did y'all hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. It was predestined. It was already done before the foundation of the world, before the world. And when Adam messed up, you know, God is so wise in who he is. And you sit there tonight and I stand here. Sometimes we feel so limited. Sometimes we feel so disqualified, unqualified. And we feel like we're much or nothing. But I want to introduce you to who you are and let you get it in your spirit. If we knew who we are right now, it wouldn't be true. We'll turn this city upside down. We'll shake the very foundation of this city and around the world. But most believers barely get past, not all of them, but most believers barely get past. They get saved, that's about as far as they go. So many, now I'm just going to say it like this because it's the truth. Not that I'm trying to put down anybody, but we have been fed, when we got born again, we have been fed stuff that wasn't even God, wasn't even the Word. And we, even though we're saved and we talk in tongues, we still got a bunch of that stuff on the inside of us. That's why we don't act on the Word too strong. And if you don't get serious and get before God and let the Holy Spirit help you, you'll push it down, push it back, hold on to it. And every time it come up, you'll shove it back. And as long as you're in that place, you'll never move. You'll just be stuck. And every time a little fear come up, a little test come up, problem shows up, because of that stuff we'll put in our spirits, we won't admit it. But if we get honest before God and get rid of all our insecurity, I'm going to look like a fool. Really, we already, you know. You know, we so concerned about, I used to be so concerned about what I looked like. And most everybody knew what I was trying to hide. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So let's get started. Hallelujah. This is good.